Congressman Ross Tinkowski waits to be indicted. North Korea shrugs off the UN's latest nuclear warning. Police say the attack on Khalid Mohammed was well planned. Good morning. For Bill Lynch, this is Frank Sitapani with the CBS World News Roundup. Now that he's placed the biggest bet of his political life, Congressman Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois is waiting for federal prosecutors to give the wheel a spin and charge him with lining his pockets at the taxpayers' expense. Rob Armstrong begins our coverage.
Rostenkowski threw down the gauntlet, saying he won't plead guilty to anything because he hasn't done anything wrong, and he vowed to clear his name in court. A federal grand jury is expected to hand up an indictment as early as this morning. A felony indictment would force Rostenkowski to step down as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. But he said he will run for a 19th term in November, and he said he looks forward to the return of the gavel once he's vindicated. However, removal of Rostenkowski as Ways and Means chairman is at best a serious setback for health care reform. Democrat Charles Rangel of New York tried to minimize the blow.
It may take us a step further beyond agreements that could be closed by Chairman Rostenkowski, but there's no question in my mind that there's a commitment on the part of the committee to pass health reform.
Nonetheless, there is deep concern behind the scenes about whether Florida's Sam Gibbons, the man likely to succeed Rostenkowski, has the political clout to deliver the 20 votes needed to move a health care reform bill from the committee to the floor of the House. The White House has already begun delivering its spin, and Mark Noller has that.
Officials here have essentially resigned themselves to the loss of Dan Rostenkowski from the chairmanship of Ways and Means. There's no denying it's a blow to the administration's effort to get an acceptable health care plan through Congress this year. But the White House adopts the line that no one is indispensable to the cause and that the issue of health care reform is much bigger than any one person. Nevertheless, Rostenkowski was seen as perhaps the lead ball carrier for the White House on this issue. And the White House has its doubts whether any of the heirs apparent to the Ways and Means chairman would have the same clout as Rostenkowski. But officials here say they are certain they can work with whomever gets the job. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The UN Security Council has given North Korea what amounts to a one-last-chance warning to cooperate with nuclear inspectors or risk action that could include economic sanctions. The Council's statement urging Pyongyang to save evidence of how much nuclear fuel it may have diverted to weapons production failed to impress North Korean chargé Kim Soo-man.
If the United States have real intention to solve this nuclear issue through negotiations, the United States must give up their policy of putting pressure against my country and stifle my country.
In Moscow today, visiting Senate Armed Services Chairman Sam Nunn said the international community may have to start a military buildup for a possible war with North Korea. It's 3 minutes past.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
British Airways presents Richard III, wherein more than the soul is cleansed.
A shower, my kingdom for a shower.
Sir, all is not lost. There is hope for thy beleaguered self. I have yet a plan wherein thou canst arrive refreshed and ready to do battle anew.
Speak, man, but be not thine answer false.
Oh, 'tis true. The new British Airways Arrivals Lounge beckons all ye weary travellers with sumptuous breakfasts and a place to doeth business. Upon landing, thou canst remove the dust of battle, for a shower awaits all who fly British Airways Club World and First Class.
1,000 portfolios filled with knowledge, 'tis worthless without a bar of soap. This new arrivals lounge doth make kings of us all. Let us exit now and enter the British Airways terminal.
British Airways new arrivals lounges at Heathrow and Gatwick. 'Tis the way we make you feeleth that makes us the world's favorite airline.
Sunday's attempt on the life of former Nation of Islam spokesman Khalid Abdul Mohammed was no spur-of-the-moment attack, David Dow reports.
The evidence grows of an attack that was planned. Police say they've now found three more weapons tied to the suspect, former Nation of Islam minister James Edward Bess. Riverside Police Chief Ken Fortier says a rifle with high-powered scope was found in Bess's car, and
we located two additional 9mm handguns that were loaded and were in a backpack left at the shooting scene, and we have connected that backpack to our suspect.
If police have discovered a motive for the shooting spree, they aren't talking about it. Bess, like Muhammad, was fired from a high position in the Nation of Islam. And there's one report that Muhammad, as a senior official, carried out Bess's firing, but at the behest of Louis Farrakhan, the group's leader. Police say only they believe Bess acted alone.
We're not ruling out a conspiracy at this point, but the physical evidence and the statements from witnesses all point to a single suspect being involved.
Bess's arraignment may be held up while he continues to recuperate from head and shoulder injuries inflicted by the angry group that subdued him after Sunday's shooting. David Dow, CBS News, Riverside, California.
With contract talks going nowhere, the LAPD blue flu bug was biting last night. About half the officers on the evening shift called in sick. Commander David Gaskin says day shift police were held over to pick up the slack.
It's obvious that we've got more than adequate resources to handle anything that's going on in the city.
The job action appears to be continuing this morning at an estimated overtime cost of $1 million a day. No lifeguards were on duty when an Atlantic Ocean riptide pulled five holiday swimmers to their deaths off American Beach, Florida, near Jacksonville. This survivor admits he's lucky to be alive.
It was rough. It just sucked me under like that was a fly. That was the worst water I've ever felt in my life.
Sheriff Ray Geiger says some of the victims apparently died in a futile attempt to save an 11-year-old boy.
I had two deputies, and they risked their life and went in there and pulled three of them out. A very heroic thing on their part, but they were not able to save them all.
In addition to the dead, several others were dragged under and rescued. Authorities say they've cracked a scheme by three organized crime families to skim profits from Louisiana's video poker industry. They arrested 17 suspects in raids in New Orleans and New York City. Some AIDS fighters have adopted a method of attack that views the disease as a DNA disorder, not just a simple viral infection. According to the New York Times, proponents of the new approach hope molecular biology combined with gene therapy will lead to an effective weapon against the virus. It's 7 past.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Hey, are you in a hurry?
We want to give you a little help.
Oh, we are really late. This is the third time this week we've hit traffic.
I hope the client's in a good mood.
Oh, me too.
Gary, let's check the presentation.
Right.
Slides?
Check.
Charts?
Check.
Overhead?
Check.
Breathmints?
Uh-oh.
No breathmints?
No, I've got the breathmints.
No, not
good.
The breathmints. We need gas.
What?
We need gas.
Gary, why didn't you check?
Oh. Well, no, wait. There's a mobile station.
But there's no time.
We'll give you a little help.
When you're in a hurry, Mobil can help you move faster by letting you pay right at the pump. With more credit cards and ATM cards than any other station. With Mobil's Pay at the Pump, you'll be back on the road in no time.
Okay, we've got to move fast.
Yeah.
I figure if we take 92 to 47, then head west on 47.
Henry, I think we're moving a little too fast.
Why?
We left Gary in the men's room.
Oh.
We want to give you a little help.
Mobil, how can we help you?
UN investigators are en route to check out the latest atrocity report in Rwanda, where aid workers say 500 people have been massacred at a refugee camp in government-held territory. Just a few days before the fifth anniversary of the Tiananmen Square bloodshed, China seems rife with political and economic turmoil. James Hattori reports from Beijing.
Han Dongfan says China is dangerously close to a worker revolt over unemployment, corruption, and inflation.
The biggest potential crisis in Chinese society is unequal sharing of social wealth caused by the abuse of power.
Han is one of the few Chinese who dare to openly criticize their country, but he does it from Hong Kong, where he's in exile. Han served 2 years in prison, nearly died from tuberculosis. The Chinese released him for treatment in the U.S., but have refused him entry since. He edits a labor newsletter smuggled into China and secretly distributed. In recent months, there have been increasing reports of worker unrest in rural areas. The Chinese admit they are worried. Han says the answer is conciliation, not violence. But in China, where labor unions and collective bargaining are forbidden, it seems a distant goal. James Hattori, CBS News, Beijing.
In Bosnia, the UN is expressing concern over the Bosnian Serbs' removal of a heavy artillery piece from a United Nations weapons collection point outside Sarajevo. For the second time this month, Yasser Arafat has suggested the PLO's self-rule agreement with Israel may be temporary, comparing it to a truce the Prophet Muhammad made with his enemies that lasted only 2 years. Russian officials say a dozen people have died in a small town near Moscow after drinking a mystery liquid. It's not clear if the latest incident has any anything in common with numerous poisonings the past 2 years from low-grade alcohol. New home sales fell 6.8% in April, the first drop in 3 months. The government says personal income grew a modest 0.4% last month, but consumer spending fell 0.1%, in part because of last month's increased federal tax bite on high-income taxpayers. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average at the hour was down 13 points. It's 10 past.